Though still only in his late 30s, Professor Michal Piechocek is an internationally recognized expert in the field of artificial intelligence. His work includes developing machines that are capable of working together without active human input, while he's also helped create sophisticated programs aimed at improving flight traffic control and thwarting the pirates that disrupt international shipping in the Gulf of Aden. When I met Professor Piechocek at his office at the Czech Technical University in Prague, I first asked him what had led him to this field.
I really operate in the field of artificial intelligence, right, as a basic scientific field with a number of application disciplines. But, you know, I was led to this field by my studies, right? I studied in Edinburgh, in this famous AI department, when I was really taught by really charismatic professors. And that opened my mind and opened, you know, the view of perspective that you can really do something challenging mathematically, but having also a wide application potential.
In your younger days, say as a kid, were you interested in sci-fi or robots?
That's a good question. Actually, I was not, right? So my utmost interest when I was a young kid was mathematics. I was really attracted by abstract way of reasoning and thinking about problems rather than touching any hardware. So it was only when I grew older, when I was interested what are the possible applications, but I was by no means any robotic kid.
I understand you have been involved in the development of multi-agent technologies. Could you explain to our listeners what they are?
As a specific approach to writing software, which is running complex problems or solving complex situations, like, for example, traffic or weather prediction and other complicated pieces of software. And it provides the interaction perspective into different pieces of program. So it's designing ways and approaches how you can write software in decentralized, distributed manner so that the individual programs can talk one to the other.
Basically, there's nobody running these computers or these robots. They are making decisions themselves.
That's the ultimate goal, really, to investigate and study the level of autonomy of reasoning and decision-making that the technology can achieve, right? So, and we are obviously motivating by maximizing the level of autonomy you can have on robots.
I've been reading that you've been involved in various areas of research. What do you think is the most valuable or rewarding that you've been involved in to date?
We are extremely happy by the interest from the FAA, which is the Federal Aviation Administration in the U.S. Those people, they are not very research-oriented. They are really solving their daily problems. And they kept their eyes on our research that we did in the past, funded by the defense organizations in the U.S., and they felt there is an application potential. So we are really pleased and happy that we have a long-term relationship with people in the FAA, and we assist them in trying to see what the multi-agent technologies can do for them in civilian traffic so that they can change the way how the air traffic is organized these days and can help them in saving petrol time, providing higher capacity at the airports and saving CO2 gas and stuff.
What about your work with pirates, or rather in modeling the behavior of pirates? I'm not talking here about people creating imitation software, but people who are actually sea pirates.
This is an area where we are putting together our research in traffic modeling, the same like with the airplanes, but also the area of adversarial reasoning, which is like a very specific area of artificial intelligence related to game playing that allows you to reason about your opponent, be it chess, be it card game, or be it the adversary encounter on the sea, right? So we are modeling the goals and intentions of the pirates, and we try to reconstruct their plans. So the goal of our research is really to be able to model the plans of the pirates, and with this information to adapt statistically what is the safest route for the civilian transport through the Gulf.
But how do you even begin that kind of work? Do you just collate information about what pirates have done in the past?
Exactly. We have real-life data, probably satellites, about the movement of the legitimate ship. And then we have reports from the International Chamber of Commerce who describe the past attacks and past holdups. And we just took that information and we have performed this instance of cognitive modeling where we model the reasoning and the way behind planning the piracy attacks, and we have modeled these in computational system, in the multi-agent system.
Could you tell us something about your work with unmanned planes?
Yeah, unmanned planes, this is a hot topic these days. It's also a topic of the U.S. defense organizations. And I truly believe that this is a topic that will be very important for our future lives and daily business. So it will be much less an issue for defense rather than for a daily life, like if you would like to guard your home or if you would like to use airplanes for monitoring your flock or monitoring the spread of the fire in the forest. I believe that there is like a true particular potential in using the UAVs, the unmanned aerial vehicles. Our approach or our scientific problems that we are trying to address is to study how much they need to be controlled. Currently, we have one pilot on the ground who is running the drone. It's one-to-one mapping. We believe that there is a potential for high scalability of the use of the UAVs, so therefore having them really in big numbers doing different tasks and solving different problems. And there we know that there can't be any more the mapping one pilot and one drone. You need to have like a system that is running a parallel drones at the same time. So we study how much of the planning and decision-making autonomy you can put on board of the individual aircraft. So how much it can be disembodied from the ground control while still maintaining the safety and the purpose of the mission.
Do you ever have any qualms about how your pure research can be used for military purposes?
So the whole research we did with military, and that started in 1999, it's public domain research, right? So there is nothing classified in what we did so far, and we actually don't intend to change this mode of our research operation. And this is good, because we can write publications, we can talk about our stuff. The downside is that we get no feedback how the research results have been used, right? So we've got no clue. We assume that we help the military researchers to open new possibilities how doing things, but we've got no information whether there was a system built or anything like that.
But surely research that you've done could result in people being killed.
My take on this is just the other way around. We truly believe that by high level of technology in defense or even in attack, you are making the warfare more precise, more exact, more on target. These days, nobody is interested in maximizing the human lives loss. Everybody is really interested in maximizing the inability of the enemy to do stuff to hurt you. And that's why the more precise the warfare is, we believe the much less lives you would be losing, and especially the lives of non-military personnel.
How far are we today down the road towards artificial intelligence?
You know, artificial intelligence as a philosophical science believe that ultimately we will have an artificial human being with all the aspects of the human intelligence. But as the science and technology progressed, people quickly learned that this is a cul-de-sac, right? That only few people believe that there will be like really true artificial intelligence, which is why people accepted the superiority of human beings in terms of the complexity of reasoning people can perform. And that's why people started to study individual aspects of human reasoning and perception and cognition, where computers outperform people very often. Mathematics, perhaps just playing, image recognition, lots of stuff, right? But in total, the complexity of human reasoning hasn't been improved over by computers, and I'm a true believer that people will be superior in their cognitive and reasoning capability until the end of our lives.
Are there any particularly common misconceptions about artificial intelligence?
Yeah, people may understand artificial intelligence as a potential threat to the way we live. However, I think that there is no way how artificial intelligence can get the intention for harming anybody, right? is the other way around. People may misuse. People may really misuse artificial intelligence and advanced informatics and cybernetics concept for harming other people. So I guess this is the most important misconception, that people believe that computers can strike and take over the planet, and this won't happen unless people want them to do so.